Welcome back to Swan and Jed Review. I'm Tom Swanner.
This is Brian Jed.
And, well, happy Oscar Sunday.
Yay. Although I did see, I think it's a nominee.
Yes.
Poor Things. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's me too. So
what, you watched it or you watched a nominee?
I watched Poor Things.
Oh.
I've seen quite a few of the nominees.
Of course you have.
Yeah.
Because you're so good and diligent.
Well, because they're there. They're available. Of course, as you know, Poor Things just showed up on Hulu. But then everything is, there's just so much out. For instance, Flowers of the Killer Moon or Killer of the Flowers, whatever that's called, and Napoleon, they're both on Apple. They're both up for Oscars. Let's see, Barbie is on Max. Leftovers on Peacock with Oppenheimer. Also, Color Purple. Maestro is Color Purple on Max. Maestro and Nadia, NYAD, whatever that is. That's the one with Annette Bening and Jodie Foster, both nominated for Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress for that. And Spider-Verse, they're all on Netflix. And then you've also got Mean Girls, the musical that just came out. That's on Paramount Plus. You know, that's new, so it's not up. And Priscilla on Max and Gran Turismo on Netflix. So there's plenty of, like, pretty current movies and Oscar movies out there right now. So there should be no excuse for not seeing stuff unless you don't have any streaming services. And then, okay, I stand corrected.
Or you just don't want to.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway, getting back to the week, on RuPaul this week, they first of all, it was a really, really good show. They sang a song called Power, which is about the power of voting and with the drag queens. And, you know, the people in power are the ones that we've let get in power. And now we need to take the power back. And so they did a big musical number, and it was really good.
So is this an original song for the show? Is this something that already existed? Okay. Yes,
it's an original song. And so, and you know how RuPaul loves to have original music that they can, you know, use.
Sure.
You know, it's hers, which is great because she's, you know, she's just putting money out of this hand into this hand. It's just a beautiful thing.
Basically.
So no one went home because everybody was so good last night. So, this but then they always, you know, they've got one, you know, they set up at least one time a season where they're not going to send somebody home, or maybe even a double elimination.
Sure. Yeah,
we haven't had that yet, so it's too bad because there's a few times I would like to have seen it. Let's see. And then after Pits, we watched Pit Stop after that with Trixie Mattel, and that's always so funny, especially if you, like with us, we don't get the feed until Saturday. On Vudu. So Pit Stops already been put up on YouTube. So we watch one after the other. So it's very current and funny. So, yeah.
So even though you pay for it, you still have to watch, wait a day for it to post to Vudu?
Yeah, which is bullshit.
Sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this week, Joey had on The Bachelor, they had the hometowns, and they were all as horrible and awkward as they always are.
So they do all the hometowns in one episode.
Yes.
How long is the episode?
2 hours. They're all 2 hours.
Okay. How many hometowns did they do?
Four.
Okay. So about 15 to 20 minutes each, you know, given then commercial breaks.
And then they have the, at the end where he sends somebody home after the hometowns.
And then of course, I'm sure the end of each hometown is a fade to dark as they focus on the bedroom door before they start fucking.
They don't fuck.
Oh, like, sure they do.
Oh no, because they don't even stay together. It's they come there
Boo.
family and then they leave to go on to the next household.
No, they should be forced to breed in her hometown bed.
You're just gross. Yeah. Anyway, so
No grosser than the people on the show.
well, anyway, the girl who he's been liking the whole time, during the episode, she goes, I'm really liking you and I'm feeling like I'm really, falling for you. And all the other girls are going, I'm in love. So he dumped her at the end because she didn't say it. She didn't say, I'm falling in love because I've only known you 2 weeks,
Sure.
So, which is fine. They'll probably end up together afterwards. It's just they
Sure.
just have chemistry about them, and it's really surprising he sent her home.
See, they should do like real competitions for like real relationships where they like, I don't know, go out for bean burrito lunches and then they have to take a long cab ride with the windows rolled up and they fart in front of each other. Or someone has to poop with the door open. Things that real couples do, not just made up bullshit on the TV show. That
Okay.
would be, I would watch that.
Of course. So we finished up the Traitor season two,
With Alan Cumming.
and the faithfuls survived this time. Last time they all perished, but the traitors were exposed and cast away, and two faithfuls ended up splitting the money.
Yay.
Okay. And then there's another show also on Peacock called House of Villains, I was telling you about last week, and it's just like it's such a waste of time. There's just, I mean, it doesn't seem like, I know they're going for some cash, I guess, but there's just all the mean people and well, all the villains, and they're all hogging for camera time. So
Sure, yeah.
I know, but it's just. So everybody, it's like everybody's got a confession. Everybody's got something they want to see in the camera. This is like, is there going to be any show? It's just all that we get is confessions of them bitching about each other. And
I see what you mean.
yeah, so I don't know. I don't know. Let's see, American Idol. We just finished week three, and it's still as good. It's still good, and I'm actually liking Luke a lot more this season than I have in the past. Luke Bryant, he's one of the judges. Just finding out, like at one point, there's this one guy and he's singing something. I think it was an original too. And then Luke goes over and starts playing the piano with him while he's, I think, playing a guitar. Just he was that prolific that he could just go over there and start playing the piano. Knowing what the guy's tune, he already heard the tune a little bit.
Sure.
I'm always impressed when people are that good that they can just jump on and I know it's probably very easy if you know the piano well, but still.
Well, that and chord structures, and
Yeah.
was it a pop type song?
I no, I think it was probably more of like a ballad or country type thing. So
Sure, but still
yeah,
popular music. It
well, right.
wasn't jazz or anything like that.
No.
Yeah, it's all math and structures.
Okay. Well, I was impressed. Let's see. On Avatar, the new Airbender, we're moving right along. I think we've only got one or two episodes left of it, and it's really much easier to understand what's going on than the cartoon and the movie was. So I'm still pretty happy with this and how well they cast it. I mean, you can find people that look like the cartoon characters, but they really found people who looked like the cartoon characters,
Sure.
and the way they groom them, and it's just it's
Any sort of over the top makeup or prosthetics?
on well, some of the older people, when they've got because there's the firebenders, the earthbenders, the airbenders,
Well, I
and.
guess so. It's not like Hellboy
No,
or.
they don't have, at least not yet. They haven't had any. I mean, they've had some villains, but they mostly are just regular.
Sure.
Now, if you go over on Halo, they've got some really big monster guys that are pretty good, but that's That's another show. Let's see. Still continuing Ghosts, which is back on. Loudermilk, we just started episode. It was one or two of the last season. He still has the baby.
The
And
baby never goes away, but he does give it back to the mother.
oh, good, good. Okay, that's all I care about. I want to get rid of it. I'm
Yeah.
so
Oh,
sick.
yeah.
This is why I, it's like on series when they bring the baby in, it makes me just want to not watch the show anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty surprised that they brought a baby in that early within the show, but the mom comes back.
Right.
And he's basically Ben's sidekick for the rest of the series.
Yeah. But yeah, still, Ben's my favorite character in the show. He's got so many things about him that we keep discovering, and he's such an interesting character.
Yeah.
Let's see, Connors this week. There was no Connors or Abbott Elementary, no new one.
Why was that, do you think?
Probably because they don't want to shoot their whole load, just one after another.
Sure. Okay. Well, I didn't know if there was some sort of award show on
I
or.
don't have cables. I mean, so I don't know why it wasn't on.
Sure.
I just know that it wasn't. But yeah, I'm sure there was something in its place, or they just ran, the first episode that they had 3 weeks ago. Survivor this week, it's just they've already got a tribe because they have the three tribes, and it never fails. One is just terrible, and so the first 2 weeks, the same tribe has lost two people now. So it looks like they'll probably be the tribe that is pretty much out of it before they even get to the merge, where they bring all the tribes together into one big tribe. But yeah, it's just you feel bad, and they hog up all the time. It was so funny. They spent so much time on this one tribe over the last two shows that when they showed some of the other characters, we didn't even know who they were. It's like, who's that? It's the white guy. I don't remember a white guy.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's see. We did start the Masked Singer this week. And
Oh, sure. Good, good, good.
it was fun. The first person that they well he they demasked, actually he demasked himself, because he was a lot of times during the early on the season, they always bring on some A-lister that just wants to put on a costume and sing a song and then leave. They don't want to be
Sure.
here for the rest of the thing. So it was Kevin Hart. So, and it was funny
Okay.
when he was talking, Sean goes, "That's Kevin Hart." It was like, even with the change of voice, the tone, the way he speaks, he could tell it was Kevin Hart. And so it was, and that was fun. So You Think You Can Dance, second week, still, phenomenal people coming in. A lot of times we don't find out as much about them as we do other shows early on. So I don't know if anybody's, like Gene Kelly's grandson or something like that, because they we yeah it's oh okay but it's a really good show. Tournament of Champions, which is Guy Fieri's answer for Iron Chef. Basically, once a year they bring in, I think they start off with like 32 chefs, and then they do a one-on-one competition, and then it's kind of like March Madness, the way they do it, and it's really fun. It's one in, you win and you move on, or you lose and you go home. So they basically bring in all the new up and coming people on Food Channel and in the food business that want to compete here, because it's really nothing. It's a nothing title. It doesn't get, I mean, you get some money if you win, but it's not like the Olympics, but they're making it their Olympics. So,
Sure.
so if you know, it's fun if you follow it for that reason. You know, you're going, oh, who's going to be this year's Tournament of Champions winner? Because they have flags of the people in the studio or stadium, as they call it, flags with the winners, just like they would, like a sports team would have. So,
Right. Their pennant.
yeah, it's very fun. They really have some fun with it. The part I think you'd like best is they have a thing called the randomizer, and it's basically like a slot machine, and they have like the it has I think it's five different things that you have to do. So they give you a protein, and you know they it's kind of like a slot machine. So here's your protein, here's your vegetable or your side that you have to work with, and then a technique like it's spicy, it's creamy, you know, some element on the plate has to be that, and then a machine that you have to use like a fryer or a mandolin or something like that, and then there's the new one that they added, which is kind of like the curveball, and it's like so it'll go, you've got turkey breasts, you've got Brussels sprouts, you have to make use the fryer, it has to be spicy, and you have to use chocolate, you know, it's chocolate or it's like
Sure.
PR or something that's gonna throw you off, and it's really fun. So good show. It's Sunday nights on the Food Channel, and it's 2 hours, but if you
Oh,
watch
my goodness.
it on Max, well, it's because you have four battles, so it's you know.
Oh, okay. I guess it's not too bad then.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's good. And if you watch it on regular, I mean, on Max, it's only 1:20. So,
Sure.
and that's with all, you know, guys, you know, facial expressions that he's going to
Sure.
throw out there because he's, oh, yeah, that's good. Let's see. Over also on Max or the Food Channel, Spring Baking Champions started up. This is with Jesse from The Bachelor. He hosts The Bachelor. He also hosts this, and it's
Okay, so it's not an American version, but are they still as
yeah,
polite?
it is the American
I
version.
meant it's not British.
No, that's the British baking show. This is the Spring Baking Champions. This is what the they had the spring break, the spring baking, the summer baking, the Halloween, the Christmas. I think that's all. And they have one for each, you know, each of them.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a thing. Let's see. Oh, I started watching a show on Netflix called Dinner with David Chang, and he brings in a couple of usually pretty funny people, and he makes them some sort of dinner. And they discuss whatever they want to discuss. It's not like a oh, I'm here to talk about my brand new movie. If they have a brand new movie, they'll talk about it. But mostly it's about like for instance, the one I watched was Seth Rogen and Ike Barinholtz, and David Chang wanted to do regular like normal comfort foods, but enhanced with caviar. So he had one of those 5-pound tubes of caviar. Have you seen those before? You know, where they it's like it's just like a container, and it's just shoved with this very expensive caviar, and they just kind of keep scooping off chunks of it and throwing it on the anyway, they made burgers with caviar. They made nachos with caviar. Caviar was flying everywhere. There was one thing he made some wagyu, and then he sliced it up pretty thin and then rolled it up in some seaweed with some caviar, so it was like a little caviar wagyu bite, and it was ridiculous how much caviar was flowing, and they were really super funny during the whole thing. So
Sure. Wow. Seth Rogen, Ike Barinholtz.
And then I did see one with Nick Kroll and John Mulaney.
Mulaney.
Mulaney, yeah. And I'll tell you, I think John Mulaney is going to die.
We're all going to die.
Yeah, but I mean, he's, I mean, we know he's had this drug problem, but it's just like he seems like there's like this sadness in him right now.
Sure. Oh, okay.
And it just, and that kind of, when I see that in people, it always worries me, especially if they're big druggies and I don't know them well enough to, I mean, like with Robin Williams, he was depressed and all these, yeah, it's just sad. Yeah, sad. And they,
Well,
yeah.
thank you, Dr. Swanner.
Okay. And then I think it's been interesting that lately movies with women in the, like starring women or the leads are women, they're not doing as well at theaters
They
or,
never have.
well, I know, and I don't understand that because the stories are compelling, but you had like the Marvel movie, which was the Marvels, which came out, and it was really good, and everyone hated it, and it didn't do well, and it's like, I'm just, I guess I'm surprised because I'm like Mean Girls didn't do as well as I think it should have done, because there's no, there's no real lead men in the show, so it's like, oh, I can't watch this. It's,
Sure.
I just don't understand why it happens, or why it's that way.
Yeah, I mean, I'll agree. I don't know. I mean, unless it's a female-led movie that's a rom-com or something shitty like that, those usually
Okay.
draw, although Mean Girls didn't. And who knows why, but I mean, that could be really said for anything that's women-led without being a misogynist about it, you hear people bitch about the WNBA. No one wants to go see the WNBA, and I have to be, pull on Bill Burr and say, well, that's your problem.
And I
As
know,
far as women supporting women's sports, go watch them. Go. That's your problem. Take care of it.
okay. Now I know people are going to go, well, oh yeah, that's why Barbie was the biggest movie of the year. And it's like Barbie is, it's sure it has a female lead, but it's also a gimmick movie. So I don't want it to sound, it's a Barbie movie. It's
Sure, but
not.
that's also an exception
Yes.
to what's n the norm. So,
Right.
yeah, just because one out of how many?
Right. So you saw Poor Things.
Yeah, well, I like the director,
Okay.
Lanthimos. So, I saw Dogtooth, but I don't recall liking that one too much. I really like The Lobster. I've got the favorite on my list now, but I know that that's kind of what inspired the great. Yeah, when poor, and I was gonna see Poor Things in the theater, but then I thought, oh God, it's 2 hours and I don't want to walk out of it if I have to. But I didn't. I watched all the way through. I didn't skip anything. It was a little too long. No, I really liked it. I thought the set design was just absolutely amazing. I mean,
Oh
what a
God. Yeah,
feast
yeah.
for the eyes.
Yeah, everyone, what it reminded me of is when you go to like Disneyland and they've got the really cool walls painted to look like you're in a different place, and it's just, it was so rich, and it's like, I want to go on that vacation. I want to go
Yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though
Yeah.
it looked very fake, it was very fantasy beautiful kind of looking.
It looked like a set, and it kind of looked like I mean, and I think that's what he was going for,
Oh,
is
yeah.
early movie sets, very staged, very theatrical. The plot is that God, what's her name? Stone.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone is she her body, her body donor commits suicide while she's pregnant, and this crazy doctor cuts the baby out and puts the baby's head back to the mother's body.
Well, the brain, not the
I'm
head.
sorry, yes, the brain, and puts it back in the mother's body and then raises the child,
Right.
Bella Baxter. And then she grows up, so she's kind of like a Frankenstein, and then wants to go off and experience life on her own. And She does, and drives Mark Ruffalo crazy.
Yeah, he's quite literally crazy. What I loved was, did you notice that she always had a little necklace around her neck? It was kind of pretty tight, so it looked kind of like the Frankenstein sew on thing. I thought that was really clever. And yeah, so she walks like early days when she's a babe. She's this babe. The baby brain is forming in this grown woman's body very quickly, as she learns things, and but she's walking around like throwing things down, having fits at the beginning. It was a really good opportunity for her to play a great span of a character. I mean,
Oh yeah, the development of the character out in so
it was really
quickly.
fun, and I think that would have been fun for her to do that. And of course, she was also in The Favourite, so that's another reason why he probably thought of her immediately because he's worked with her. But yeah, it was hard to watch because it was slow, but it was beautiful to watch at the same time. And once you got to where Mark Ruffalo's in there, it got better and better.
Well, when
Just
it shifted to color
yes.
too, and not necessarily because it shifted to color, but because that's when the story kind of picks up and she's off on her own, and it's not, the doctor and his creature.
So, and yeah, this is the putting on the Ritz portion of the Frankenstein movie. Mark Ruffalo was very satisfying in the show. But then I thought that all the men did really well. The three that were in love with her and the father, the creator. So I thought they all did really good jobs. The acting was great. I loved and also loved all the makeup that they did on the people. The stuff that they did on Willem Dafoe was incredible.
Well, even the whorehouse
Oh
was
yeah.
the makeup on the whores was good and interesting. Yeah, I really liked it. I don't know if I would ever want to see it again,
Oh yeah. Yeah.
but I'm glad that I sat down and watched it. The only thing I wish I understood is his obsession with that fisheye lens, which is just so odd
I know,
visually.
but what was the point of view of that though? That's what I couldn't,
I don't know.
because I didn't notice it that it was like, whose point of view is this? Obviously, it's somebody's looking, but be looking. So, yeah, I thought that was odd. But I did. Oh, also I would go on that cruise ship. That was a beautiful cruise ship.
Oh yeah, the staterooms. I mean, it was just, well, like I said, the whole thing is just this weirdly dreaded. Well, I wrote down, it kind of reminded me a lot of Michel Gondry's stuff. Remember Science Asleep,
Oh
Be
yeah.
Kind, Rewind, which we always liked his sets. It's just his movies were crap.
Yeah.
So it's, but again, it was that his style was that very early movie making, theatrical sets. Except he did it on a purposeful low budget type of feel. But anyway.
Yeah, so like I said, the Oscars are tonight, and so let me just run through. So, because you're not going to watch them, correct?
No.
Okay. So it's going to be Oppenheimer for Best Picture. It most likely would be Cillian Murphy for Best Actor. And it's Lily Whitehall, I think is her name. White something, White Feather. She's the, no, what's the word? I don't want to say it wrong. Let's just say she is the American Indian actress,
Native American,
Native American, but now it's
indigenous.
indigenous character in the show, and she's going to most likely win Best
In
Actress.
Oppenheimer?
No, that's Killers of the
Oh, yeah. The
Flowers of the Killer Moon, Killers of the Flower Moon,
Scorsese one.
the Scorsese one. Then Best Supporting Actor is going to be Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer. You're going to see, oh God, I can, it's the woman, Rudolph, oh God, the black woman from the whole holdovers. She's going to win supporting actress. She's won it everywhere. And then we're finally going to get Oppenheimer is going to win director. He's finally going to get his Oscar, which is good. And this is a good one. I mean, even though I thought Oppenheimer was, you know, it's weird. Oppenheimer is a lot like Pretty Thing or Poor Things. They did a lot of change, you know, some of it's in black and white, some of it's in color. I mean, their photography effects were kind of similar now that I'm thinking about it. And then, you know, and then Barbie's going to win technical, Oppenheimer's going to win technical, Poor Thing's going to win technical. So that's kind of going to be the rest of the thing, you know, because Poor Things is going to win costumes and sets, no question. What do you think of the soundtrack at the beginning of Poor Things? It
I
was.
thought it reminded it was very dissonant.
Well, yeah, I mean,
It was
everything was
kind of
off.
hard to listen to, but I think that's Lanthimos style. I'd have to when I
Well,
watch it.
and I mean, I thought it was because when as she got better, the music got better. So I think,
But it still remained kind of harsh
yeah,
throughout.
but it created a definite feel. I got a definite feel from it because it was irritating, and but that, and I think that's what they were trying to do at the time.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, Barbie song, and I don't know if what other things besides song that it's going to get.
Well, I was just looking at the songs ranked because Charlie Crockett wrote one for Killers of the Flower Moon. But of course, that's not the song that was nominated from that movie. It's the one that's in the indigenous language because, of course.
Right. So anyway, yeah, it's going to be an okay show. I actually I don't need, I'm hoping Hulu shows it live. I don't know if they are or not. If not,
Yeah, I don't know. I
because
think they do, but
well,
I.
they've shown other things live. So,
Sure,
and
sure.
by the way, it starts at 4 o'clock, not 5 o'clock like normal. But
Oh,
once.
you know, they've got a they're courting those East Coast viewers.
Well, yeah, but see, it starts at 7 o'clock back east because it's going to go 4 hours. So you do
Well,
seven.
that's like, because I mean, when growing up, and it was never off by
Midnight.
11, 11:30.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. This is the first year that I don't have E, and so I can't watch the
Red carpet.
carpet stuff that they do. I mean, they do really horrible and stupid stuff to fill time because nobody shows up until like 2 o'clock anyway. And
Sure.
anybody that's there before 2 o'clock is just thirsty for some screen time. And so E would always have like oh, we've set up a Manny cam, and so that way people could show off their nails when they came
Sure.
in. I mean, it was that kind of they just did anything they could to entertain because it's they start at like noon
Sure,
of
right.
stuff, and they're down at the Kodak Theater and got nothing to do for 2 hours. So it's pretty fun because they're bringing in like eventually Wolfgang Puck usually comes in if he's still doing it. He would come in and show what the food was going to be at the dinner that
Spago.
well no the, he does the whole Academy
Oh.
meal after the show. So and that's always fun, and they have the little chocolate Oscars you know wrapped in gold. It's just a oh God, I'm gonna miss it.
Well, you could always go to one of our fabulous gay bars here in beautiful Sacramento, and I'm sure that they'll be showing
They're
that
not gonna
on.
eon ahead of time.
I bet you they do.
Yeah.
The Bolt is having an Oscars party and barbecue beer bust. You can all the beer you can drink, barbecue, watch the watch E and all that. And in the company of your fellow gays.
Oof, sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Especially it's like I remember this bathhouse that used to always have a buffet on Sundays.
Sure, yeah.
And it was funny because one time my friend Mike and I, we went because we wanted to check out the buffet, and it was basically cold cuts and Kraft singles and some stale bread. It was not pretty. It was not pretty.
Well, I keep t with the talking to a friend of mine saying that we do need to go to the Bolt Sunday barbecue because I haven't done it in years. I mean, you remember Jack, and for our listener, if there's more than one who doesn't remember Jack, he was an older gentleman, and he would grill with his shirt off. He would wear an apron, but he literally his he was so hairy he looked like a white polar bear. I kept waiting for like a fat flare up or something at the grill to singe his whole front side.
Well, no, I always suspected that you'd be picking like gray hair out of your burger, you know. Yeah, that was what I was more worried about. But then it's like, do you really want to eat food at a bathhouse or at the Bolt? That's the question. That's the question I
If
have.
I saw it come fresh off the grill, I wouldn't be worried. If it was sitting along in like a steamer tray, in a chafing dish for, for 24 hours or for the whole time that the event runs, I'd be, one sad little limp bun. But if I'm there with my plate in hand and he flaps his meat right onto the bun,
Okay.
think I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're just about done. Anything more from you?
I'm still watching Blue Eyed Samurai. Really good. I started watching last night Resident Alien with Alan Tudyk
Oh,
on
good.
Netflix. Yeah, it is very funny.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I think they introduce a love interest in that first season or in the first episode, which, I mean, it's gonna be your whole fucking Sam and Diane bullshit throughout the whole run of the show.
And then they have a child.
Probably eventually. I don't know how many seasons are on Netflix or how many seasons the show has run so far.
Don't care.
But yeah. But outside of that, yeah, very, very, very well written, very funny. And of course, Alan Tudyk can do no wrong. He's kind of like a low rent Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, by the way, let's see, it's the brother's son. Which is the Michelle Yeoh thing canceled? Okay,
Yeah, you mentioned that.
I did. Okay,
Yeah.
yes.
So, and Blue Eyed Samurai took a kind of, it's been kind of heavy the first two episodes. The third episode kind of lightened up because I was like, I don't know if I can get through this. This is so heavy. But still, very good. Beautiful, beautiful animation.
Okay. Well. Good to know. That's it for this week, and talk to you next time.
Thank you.